The Volumes of Truth, Volume 7, Blood, December 25th, 2009, from the Lord, our God and Savior. The Word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for all those who have ears to hear.
Behold, the earth swells with abominations. The cities of men are filled with darkness and overflow with every kind of evil. Every foul and wretched sin is widely accepted, as the multitudes band together with one voice, reaching new heights in wickedness. Across land and sea, iniquity spreads forth like a plague, even in the wide open spaces. Behold, it is there, carried upon prevailing winds to every corner. O most wicked generation, you have raised up Sodom from the dust and brought forth Gomorrah from the ashes, having learned nothing from the example. Behold, the days of Noah are revived before my face. Thus the days of calamity and many sorrows have come in. Peoples of the earth, your evils are not hidden, nor does your wickedness sleep. Behold, the cause of the oppressed has come up before me, and the cries of the innocent fill my chambers. Even the sound of every unborn child which you have murdered has entered into the ears of the Lord of hosts. Murder fills every corner, blood flows in the streets, and the lewd gladly walk in it. Thus by all your doings have you brought blood upon your own heads, says the Lord. Therefore, thus declares the Lord to the generation of his wrath. From the blood of righteous Abel, to the blood of every unborn child, even to every person murdered in innocent blood from the beginning unto this day, have I laid upon this generation. For I had spoken, yet you would not hear. It was written, yet you rejected my word. I poured out my spirit, yet you refused to drink. And now, even as in all times past, you come against my servants, the prophets. Behold, even the churches of men join in your error and remain on your part. For they have not discerned, neither will they receive correction. Blind leaders of the blind, who cast their lot with this world and the deceiver. Therefore, blood! Blood shall be your drink, and suffering your meat. Blood and suffering shall fill every corner. For this is your due reward, seeing as how you do revel in it. Behold, you show no concern over the affliction of others, and care not for the poor and the needy. The cause of the widow and the fatherless is all but forgotten among you, and over the slain of the innocent, rarely a tear is shed. Your murders have not ceased, they only increase by measure. Nor have your leaders sought to put an end to all this injustice. Nor has the outcry of the suffering entered your ears. Nor has the scale of these atrocities penetrated your stony hearts, whereby you should have been moved by it. Therefore, blood! Blood shall fill the rivers and springs of water, and the sea shall become as the blood of a dead man. The mountains shall drip with the blood of the slain, and the hills shall flow with the blood of my enemies. Multitudes of dead bodies shall litter the ground. Behold, the hand of the invisible God of your forefathers shall be felt. The presence of the Holy One of Israel shall cause all in the earth to tremble. The mountains shall be thrown down, the steep places shall fall, and every wall shall fall to the ground. Behold, at the sound of my voice, all creation shall bow down. For the time has come for the Ancient of Days to stand up and judge the peoples of the earth, for the Everlasting to stretch out his arm and pour out judgment upon the nations, says the Lord.